Kia ora. Welcome to the Render Gathering. This is your daily dose. Don't worry, say thanks. I remember what it's like to give your time, resources, and energy after a long day's work to meeting with people or running a meeting for the benefit of others, and they don't turn up. Some will message you at the last minute to advise their inability to come, and some just won't show. No call, no message, nothing. It leaves you feeling frustrated, sometimes annoyed, disappointed, maybe feeling like you wasted your time, feeling like you should never have offered to do it in the first place. I say, I remember what it's like because as a young leader, I have at times felt the sting of disappointment. It impacts you even more when you are driven, clear about your passions and dreams, and time is really of the essence. If we aren't careful, we become hard of heart, bitter, and more appropriately, ungrateful. Some circumstances are out of our control, some are disappointing, some don't even make sense. But if we can tune our hearts to gratitude every day, practice being thankful for who we have and what we have, it shifts your heart. It makes you a better leader. You appreciate people, their time, and their struggles. It doesn't mean we shouldn't have expectations or standards, but it means we can better cope and move forward when these expectations and standards are not met. So say thank you to God, wherever He has brought you from and to, what He has done for you, and the blessings that are yet to come. Bible reading, Philippians 4 verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Reflection. Do you ask a lot but forget to say thank you? I'm sure I've been guilty of this at times. As children, we are great at asking without saying thank you enough. As this scripture reminds us, absolutely ask of God, but do it with thanksgiving. Be thankful for those who you have in your life, for today, for your growth, for the air you breathe. Today is a gift not afforded to many, so cherish it and say thank you to God for gifting it to you. Declaration. Jesus, today I thank you for, and I would love you to fill in that space. This is today's Daily Dose.